The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says so far in 2017, the U.S. is already having its second warmest year on record. NOAA found long-term global warming and a strong El Niño earlier this year are both influences. Now, these rising temperatures are taking a toll in a number of ways on the nation's truck drivers. Heat impacts their rigs and the roads and even their own health. Greg Grizzolano has been talking with truckers about how they cope with the hot weather, and he's digital content editor at Landline Magazine, the business magazine for the professional truck driver. He joins us now. Hi, Greg.
Hey, thank you so much for having me today.
It's great to have you. So first of all, the cover of your current issue is called Heat Advisory. So obviously, this is a really significant issue for the trucking industry. What are drivers telling you? I mean, vast amounts of goods, foods, and services depend on, on drivers being able to get to where they need to go.
Absolutely. I mean, the chances are everything you're wearing right now was delivered by a truck or was on a truck at some point in its process from getting to wherever it was made to wherever it was purchased. So, yeah, the American economy really does run on trucking. Mm. What drivers are telling us and what the impact of things that we looked at in this issue, we looked at three components. We really looked at what the heat does to their equipment, their trucks, their trailers. What the heat does to the roads that they drive on, the infrastructure, and what it can do to their body.
Well, so let's take each one of those in turn then. So what impact can the heat have on the actual equipment?
Well, when we were looking at how heat impacts the truck, there's really three key areas. It's the tires, the air conditioning, and the belts that actually power the engine and get the truck down the road. So tires... Obviously, they're in contact with the road, the hot surface. As they heat up, they become more susceptible to puncture or to bursting, which can have the kind of bad consequence of, I can't move my truck anymore, and now I've got to either repair this tire on the highway or get somebody out here to get a tow truck to tow me to a service station, or, potentially that gator tail that pops off of the tire, that could potentially impact another vehicle and cause a traffic pileup.
Yeah.
So it's pretty serious right there.
Okay, so let's move to infrastructure then, because road conditions are obviously extremely important here. So how is the heat affecting that for truck drivers?
Well, we saw it last year on Interstate 90 near the Minnesota border. It buckled under extreme heat in June in South Dakota. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like NASCAR. If you're driving on asphalt, it's better to run at night than during the day because the pavement gets stickier, the tires stick, and you can actually it can slow you down. In fact, the heat can be so oppressive it can actually be slowing you down because you're sticking to it more. So, if you have the flexibility with the route you're running, and unfortunately a lot of drivers don't necessarily have that flexibility anymore, it's better to drive at night when it's cooler.
They don't have that flexibility because they have to maintain certain schedules?
Yeah, with the way the hours of service that drivers are on, it's you don't have as much freedom to kind of set your own hours, particularly if you're driving for a large company that has contracts with a major retailer that expects their freight to get from point A to point B at this exact time.
Yeah. You also point out that some drivers have responsibility for unloading the goods that they're carrying.
Sure.
And that in some places, say they have to do that on the side of a highway or a roadside, that the surface of the road can reach, this is amazing, 140 degrees?
Well, no, actually, inside the trailer can get that hot.
Inside the trailer, okay.
Right, and they would be unloading it like a distribution center or a warehouse or whatever. And yeah, when you're actually inside the trailer, particularly if it's out in if there's not a lot of shade or tree cover, yeah, it can get just like an oven in there.
Well, so that brings us to how drivers need to take care of themselves in these conditions as well. What tips do you have for them?
What other drivers have told us is they say, none of this is really groundbreaking. I mean, carry extra water, extra snacks, not just for yourself, but to help other people, because you might see a fellow driver or another person who's stranded by the side of the road and they may need some help. And truckers are known for being the first on a scene like that when there's an incident on the road and wanting to help. Another thing was carry an umbrella, not just for the threat of rain, but to give you some shade. When you're out beside the highway and you've got your hood up because your radiator's blown or you got a blown tire, probably won't be much shade around you, and you're going to need somewhere out of the direct sunlight to kind of cool off in.
Yeah, yeah. So, the pointers that we've been talking about so far really have a lot to do with what drivers can do themselves. But, if the whole climate is changing and things are just getting warmer, and or more unpredictable. Are there sort of broader changes or things that regulatory agencies can do to help the industry cope with, you know, these issues of heat that we've been talking about?
Well, that's sort of the million-dollar question, however you want to put it. I mean, that's the big question and challenge that faces every industry going forward is how do we adapt to this potentially harsher climate reality?
Absolutely. Well, Greg Grizzolano has been talking with truck drivers about coping with higher temperatures. He's digital content editor at Landline Magazine, the business magazine for the professional truck driver. It's been a real great pleasure speaking with you, Greg. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.